Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Yesterday, I was watching an interview with Tucker Carlson and Adam Carolla. For me, I always had sympathy for white people. I never had a racial experience that would cause me to have anger or feel threatened by white people. So against the backdrop growing up, I was more pro-white, for lack of a better word, than a lot of people around me. So I feel myself to be open to that. Always have been. But yesterday, watching Adam Carolla and Tucker Carlson's interview, the way they candidly talked about race, to hear two white men aggressively and freely talk about race, it made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Just a little. Just a little. Because I know I've been conditioned to react to that. I know I am. Some things we're just not used to experiencing, and regardless, because we never experienced it before, our reaction is going to be magnified, no matter what it is. And it's not that I haven't heard white men talk like that before, but there was an honesty. It seemed like they were able to speak freely. And this is something that I have been saying, we need to have this open space, an open space where both sides can speak freely. I've always said, I want to hear, let the Klan be on TV. Let all of them be, I want to hear what they got to say. Don't censor them. I want to hear their side. You know, I don't feel that threatened by them to where I feel that they need to be completely wiped out just because of their ideology. This is America. You don't have to be right. You have the right to be. But to hear them two talk plainly and clearly about race did kind of, you know, make the hair on the back of my neck stand. And I know I was opened up. I was glad to have the experience. I knew it's going to have to come. To listen to what they said, to really listen to it and not react to certain words and want to scream racist, racist. Not to allow myself to be triggered and have emotions and feelings to stay open to hear what they had to say. You know, I'm way more open to a lot of things. And I thought that if I had quote unquote trouble watching these two talk, I can imagine with other black people and other so-called liberal. But I'll bet there's a lot of people out there screaming racism every 3 minutes, screaming racism every time the media tells them to scream it. The media puts it on your plate like red meat to wake you up and get you going. And more than likely, with your faith that you're doing the right thing and being anti-racist at any cost, with zero tolerance, even before any true evidence is laid out, just from a headline. Tucker Carlson, you know, white men don't fight like that. If you really listen to that whole interview, that's not what that was about. To pick that out and to be triggered by it, you missed the whole point. In fact, when he said that, I believe, white men don't fight like that, I think he said that tongue-in-cheek to poke fun at the Proud Boys, the white supremacist group. He was saying, yeah, you're supposed to be white, you're supposed to be this, you're supposed to be dignified. The way you're fighting is dishonorable. I think he was trying to poke that. The real point of that whole story he told was that he felt bad because he wanted them to beat the hell out the Antifa guy. He said he didn't want to be that person. That was the whole point. The little white men don't fight like that. And I understand, I completely understand. The media feeds you that like red meat. You're going to jump all over it. Mainly the reason I cut this on, I'll bet that a lot of people who are triggered by this or that don't get the full context.